Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For more now on where we are nationally with self-driving cars, let's bring in our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Johanna Buya is Senior Transportation Editor at Recode. She's with us from New York. Hi, Johanna.
Hi, how's it going?
Going well. And if this goes well in Pittsburgh, this test of these self-driving Ubers, how quickly do you think we're going to start to see self-driving Ubers, taxis, and cars catching on elsewhere?
I mean, it can go 100 different ways. A lot of it right now depends on both regulation and public opinion. In the next couple of weeks, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is expected to put out guidelines that will tell us how or tell states how to implement and regulate self-driving technology. But even once states figure out how they want to regulate self-driving technology, which is unsurprisingly very, very complicated, we have to wait for the public to be ready for it. And that can be years down the road. And then eventually we also have to figure out how the public is going to be interacting with these self-driving cars. Are they going to be interacting with them through on-demand networks like Uber and Lyft, or are they going to be buying their own vehicles? If it's the latter, we have to take into account that at the very beginning, it's going to self-driving cars will be sold at the high end of the market. It's the most advanced technology on the market, so only a subset of people will be exposed to it. And then we have to take into account fleet turnover. It takes about 12 to 15 years for a self-driving car or a fleet to turn over completely. And so it's not until the moment that all automakers are creating self-driving cars that we'll begin to see that fleet turnover. So we'll see that is maybe another decade away, and then we'll have to wait another 12 to 15 years for the mass market to see self-driving cars.
But it sounds like what you're saying is that it's really regulatory and public opinion that is more of a burden for self-driving cars to proliferate than the technology.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had autonomous technology for years and years. It's basically what drives our planes when they're using autopilot, not to be confused with Tesla's autopilot, which is only partially autonomous. But even Elon Musk himself has said autonomous technology is a solved problem. It's about now testing that technology in more and more complex environments. So to go from just Pittsburgh to the cities around it, or just, you know, a test track to a suburban, less crowded area, then to a crowded city like maybe New York eventually.
So do all of the companies that are working on self-driving cars, and I'm thinking of Tesla and Google and Ford, are they all using the same kind of technology, or are they working on different things?
At a very top line, yes and no. Tesla, for example, has not used laser-based radar, whereas Ford is very bullish about LiDAR and has even invested in a LiDAR company called Velodyne. And so there's still a lot of debate over how exactly what is a necessary part of technology or the self-driving technology. And there's still debate over LiDAR. There's a debate over whether, you know, deep learning is sort of a necessity. There's a debate over communication methods. So there are very different versions of self-driving systems throughout the industry.
And when you hear the Pittsburgh mayor, as we just did, say that he thinks it's going to be decades before this technology really starts eliminating jobs, as in taxi driver jobs, do you buy that?
I do, because I don't think many people are ready to get into a self-driving Uber. And I think that it will be the biggest obstacle for companies like Uber to get the technology on the road. But the fact of the matter is Uber will benefit greatly from getting that technology on the road faster, because it takes out, you know, a huge part of their system, which is the driver. And, you know, Uber will get 80% of the fare as opposed to just 25% like it does now.
That's Johanna Buya, Senior Transportation Editor at Recode. Johanna, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'd love to hear from you about whether you would get into a self-driving Uber. Let us know at our website, hereandnow.org.